Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Digital Chill Podcast. I'm Wynn, your host, and today I'm here with...
Gabe Pilley.
Hunter All.
And we have a special guest here today, and it is the Carson Telger. Everybody give him a round of applause.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Have a sound effect.
Hey!
We still on the soundboard after like a year and a half.
Hey, guys. How's it going? They tried to get me on here quite a few times. I remember one time I was like had work or something, and Gabe was like pissed at me.
I typically am.
You should quit your job.
I would have pissed on you.
I really should quit your job.
You should quit your job and do Digital Chill full time.
You should quit your job and just quit your job.
Being a pizza cook at La Rosa's is not viable. It's hell.
Okay, that's a little bit tragical.
I escaped. They sucked 7 months out of my life. But I escaped.
Never getting it back.
But how much money did you suck all out of them?
What are we
minimum wage?
They paid me minimum wage and refused to give me a raise.
Damn, that shit was kind of a bar. They gave me minimum wage, but refused to give me a raise.
Hey, dime me up.
I think they already gave me a raise.
Hey, Carson, dime me up.
You fucking missed.
No, you hit his wrist.
That shit turned into
the Twin Towers.
I was sorry.
Whoa, wrong month. We gotta wait a few months.
It's not even September.
We gotta wait like 6 months, like half a year. You're actually like the furthest away you possibly could be.
Well, theoretically, I could just do it again.
Now you're right. Hypothetically, where would your target be? Actually, I don't know if we can say that.
Guys, I think we are bordering the line of terrorism.
This might be terrorism.
It's jokes. If the U.S. government is listening, jokes.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
30 on 30.
Jokes. I'm not a big fan of the government.
Not a big fan of the government.
I have things to say. Let me speak to the people.
Not a very big fan, chat. But we can't get into the politics. Why today?
Because our number one rule is no politics.
That's our one and only rule.
It's our rule. Fuck politics.
So if I said that I voted for Victor Wembanyama
Who the fuck is that?
It's actually a basketball player.
I was about to say he sounds like a basketball player.
What if I voted for Kanye West? Is that politics? Yes or no?
That's just smart.
No, because that's
just the right way to go.
That's just like factual, though.
Free Yeezys for everyone!
Yay! Did you see his Instagram post? He's gonna be in Egypt or something.
Bro, I'm God. I'm trying to pull up to Egypt.
He posted, he's like, vultures.
Yeezys are a basic human right.
He's like, vultures at blah 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 pyramid. On eight p.m. 4/20 2024.
Are you sure it wasn't the Bass Pro Shops pyramid?
No, it said Egypt.
What the fuck?
I mean, I'm lucky trying to slide to Egypt. Who down?
I'm down. Let's go to Egypt.
Let's go run out.
Let's make it a part of our adventure.
After the show, we're all going to put our money into one ticket.
Going to Egypt. We'll coming back. Going to Florida.
If we buy one chair.
And paying for college.
Hear me out. Exactly. All we need to buy one seat, and then all four of us can just like sit in the same seat. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like the economics.
No, me and Carson, we'll just walk to Egypt while we're in Ireland.
I know. Wait, what?
We can make it.
Yeah, we swim to England.
I mean, it's
then we take the train to France, and then we just walk the rest of the way. That's easy, bro.
Yeah, we swim. No, why not just swim to France?
Well, no, because England's in the way.
No. It's a close.
I don't want to go to England.
Two minute walk.
I want to go to France again.
Hey, I know how to speak French. Je parle du français. Beaucoup. Et toi?
Arriba.
Comme mi pollo.
I don't know how to speak French, and it really showed in France.
And eat my cock.
I don't know how to speak French at all. I took Spanish for three years.
In France, we were trying to order at some restaurant, and I wanted chicken nuggies.
Oh my God, I hated that restaurant.
They're on the kids menu. And I ordered them anyways, annoying. And he's like, you're no kid. I just want nuggets. He's like, no kid.
He was already pissing me because I ordered a tiramisu.
I'm 17. Just show him your ID. I'm 17. Just give me the nuggets.
And so he like, Beck luckily just like came in quick. He's like, get it. He'll have what I'm having. I'm
yeah.
Like, what the fuck did you even order?
Because I ordered a tiramisu at 4 p.m., which by the way, fuck you, France. I don't want to get fucking judged if I want a tiramisu at 4 p.m.
Shit's good.
I don't want to wait till the ides of the nighttime to get a tiramisu.
J'ai besoin beaucoup d'alcohol.
Fuck you.
I
dame una cerveza, por favor.
I'm talking about going to Dame Tu Casita, bro. I was about to shoot you in the head.
Wait, what did you say, Hunter?
I thought he was about to go into Dame Tu Casita, that fucking dead ass meme.
Oh, God.
I would have shot. I would have
loved I will touch you if you say that.
Big stretch. What are we saying?
Big stretch. If you say that, I might have to touch you.
Speaking of
touching.
Speaking of foreign adventures, how we're going to Ireland. We had a Irish cabaret over the weekend.
What the hell is an Irish cabaret? Yeah, somebody explain to me.
Yeah, Irish cabaret. So basically, for the Glee Club, we have a bunch of shows. One of which is the Irish cabaret, which is like an ensemble thing. We sing a bunch of Irish songs. A lot of fun.
We look like leprechauns.
Define Irish song.
Songs. About Ireland. I don't. What do you mean?
Give me some names or something.
Rattling Bog, Whiskey in the Jar.
Okay, yeah.
Tell Me Mom.
Never mind. Yeah. I don't know any.
I mean, there's the one
Unicorn
song.
Unicorn's classic.
Unicorn, just straight up unicorn.
Bagpipes are Scottish, Keith.
I don't want to say that.
All right. Well, we had an Irish cabaret, and that weekend about that was fucking wild.
Hold on. The answer Hunter's question. Unicorn is a great song sung by the Brandon Paul.
The one and only Brandon Paul.
The Brandon Paul. I love Brandon Paul.
It's an entire song sung by Brandon
Paul. I might have to attend just to hear the Brandon Paul.
You'll never hear it.
You'll never hear it ever again. Hunter, you're an awful friend for missing the Irish
cabaret. You didn't go either, Keith.
I can't say that.
No, I was sick.
Keith.
I have a reason.
What day was it?
It was two days.
So you have no excuses.
Yeah, it was 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days ago?
No, like 2 days of the week, and
What days was it? I probably have an excuse I can think of.
That's cap.
It was a Friday and a Saturday. It was a Friday and a Saturday.
My phone is
dead. I didn't even come to school on Friday. I was too sick. Saturday, I was sick.
It was a week before that.
Oh, a week before that.
How do I work?
Give me the dates, bro.
How about you give me a date and we have a nice dinner date, all right?
Yo, hold up.
Let's go out, guys. Let's go out and have a nice time.
Yeah, you know, we should do an out-of-studio podcast where we're just in a public place causing as much disturbance as possible.
Excuse me. I don't think you're the one who'd be making calls here. I've been here for 3 years.
I would like to get naked.
Okay.
What?
What kind of podcast is that?
What the fuck are we saying? So what are we saying exactly, Keith?
Lisana,
I would like to go outside and have a wonderful day.
It was March 8th and 9th. Yeah. Those are the days.
March 8th and 9th, I probably had an excuse.
That's not
I'll
true.
I'll say that much.
They were lying.
Let me go check. Let me go check my shit.
Sorry.
Right, so during said Irish cabaret, it was two nights. Friday. And Saturday.
Yeah, no, I had literally nothing going on those days, but
Friday,
I'm going to say I had work.
During the actual cabaret, nothing really of note happened.
No, not crazy.
I made our teacher's wife cry.
Yeah.
What?
We gave some touching speeches.
We slapped the fuck out of her, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. No, we did a special song in remembrance of just to commemorate our teacher. Whatever. He's not dead. Everyone I've said that to is like, he's dead. I'm like, no, you can
Which
appreciate
teacher
the
was
live
it?
Person.
Mr. Allen.
The one and only.
The Mr. Allen.
It was literally called The Old Man, so we were kind of...
Yeah, we sang a song called The Old Man from White Christmas.
Yeah, we were kind of like insulting him at the same time.
Yeah, facts. But we sang it. And the thing was, we sing it once, and then everyone goes marching around the little audience with the wooden bust of Mr. Allen, little statue of Mr. Mm-hmm. Allen, holding it up while they like lightly sing it or like whisper it while they walk around holding it, while me, Carson, Noah, and Jacob, the four seniors who have been there for 4 years, give like quick 30-second to a minute speeches, and mine made Mr. Allen's wife cry. So.
Wow.
Made a grown woman cry. How do
that
you
was a really nice cry. Thing that you did, by the way. I think that I commend you for that, and I feel like that's a vital part of your experience. You know, to have that experience is so very unique for
what?
I was like, all right, you just got like weirdly sentimental out of nowhere. I look over and you're just cheesing at me. Oh, my computer's about to die. It's fine. I'm just gonna.
I'm not gonna charge your computer. You a fucking bitch.
You don't need that.
Don't even fucking ask.
It's fine.
Don't even fucking ask, bro. You're not even asking. You're not even a charger. Don't even ask.
Oh my god.
Bro's dying over there. What the hell?
I don't need my computer.
No, I'm crying because you keep looking at me. He keeps looking at me. Stop!
Okay, anywho. So that was the Irish Cabaret Friday. Nothing really interesting happened outside of that.
Nah.
Except after. First of all, we went to Skyline, of course.
Yeah.
Got some food.
Did you get that green spaghetti?
We did not.
I can't
believe we didn't. I was thinking about that the day of. I can't believe we didn't do that. Haven't we done that for the past like 2-3 years?
I don't think it was a tradition.
Because
so.
I remember we went with your family once.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah.
And then we just didn't do it this year. Anyway, got some Skyline. We ball. Then we went to our friend, we went to Ryan's house.
Ryan Coons.
Went to his house. We watched Kung Fu Panda.
It was three.
Because I think Beck and Brandon haven't seen it. So
I've watched Kung Fu Panda in real life with all of my Asian friends.
Okay.
So we're racist. All right.
So
we're racist now.
Keith's a little racist.
So we went to Ryan's house. We watched Kung Fu Panda. And I'm going to unmute Keith. And after that, it was like...
We can go back to him being muted, though. That's fine.
Wait, chill. No! No! I was joking. My friend Landon's Asian. And Andy Tamdang.
I love Andy Tamdang.
Andy Tamdang. He had to drop his full name so we knew who he was.
I went to grade school with Andy Tamdang. He was always a national treasure.
I went to grade school with Landon. He was always a national treasure.
See, dude, that's why they could be perfect representations of representatives.
They are the perfect representations of Asian culture.
Anywho,
they are the entire race.
We watched Kung Fu Panda. And it was a Friday. It was a Friday this day, so we could not, no eating meat.
No eating meat.
You sure about that? We were like, man, we're hungry. Because we didn't eat much, because we couldn't eat meat, so I didn't eat much. Because half my diet consists of meat. No one eats meat.
He likes rods.
It's low hanging fruit, guys. Come on. It's too easy of a joke. It's too easy of a joke.
I'm sorry.
That's why we're making it.
Anyway. So we're like, man, we're hungry. And we waited. We were waiting until it hit 12. So it'd be the next day to go get some Taco Bell. And it was like 11:55. We're like, all right, whatever. Let's go. By the time we get to Taco Bell, it'll be 12.
Yeah.
We get to Taco Bell. And this is like Carson's driving. It was Carson. Luca was in the passenger seat. And it was me and Ryan
in the
back.
Cat
was in the passenger seat. It was me,
Luca,
and Ryan in the back. When we left Beck and Brayden at Ryan's house... But we want to talk about, so we went, and as we're in the line, we see a car, two cars ahead of us ordering, and we see it's like another car full of girls. So we're just
women.
Like, we're just like messing with them. We're just like rolling down the
windows. No, it's all Ryan Coons.
Ryan Coons is insane.
It was
me. Give me some credit. All
right, fine.
We were like screaming at them, just like rolling down the window, yelling things, and I want because one of them kept looking at us.
Yeah.
So eventually, Ryan like yells back. Forget what he said. He says,
"We got five guys."
Yeah. He goes, "We got five guys. You want a 5-on-4?"
Yo.
And then Kat's like, no, I have a girlfriend. He's like, oh, one of us has a girlfriend. It's a 4-on-4.
It's a 4.
And they drove away.
Out of the drive-thru.
They left.
Like Ryan Coons.
We were crying, laughing in the back.
That's fucking crazy.
So we get our Taco Bell. We head back
to Ryan's. Which was shit, by the way.
Kat said
it got better, but I don't believe so.
The Taco Bell I liked. I also liked the Baja Blast I got.
The Baja Blast was
so it was pretty fire.
Baja Blast is so fucking good, but last time I had
Taco Bell.
Hey, I'm talking here.
My fault, bro.
You can talk.
Okay. The last time I had Baja Blast was like 10 years ago.
No, I remember what I was going to say. Never mind.
Okay, we're moving on.
All right.
So this kid.
We got to talk about, and we got home to Ryan's house. I'm like, guys, I really don't want this night to just end here. Like, this is a fun night. I don't want to just like.
That's
camp
what Gabe.
Out. Yeah, I'm like,
Gabe says that a lot.
I don't want to just like.
Then there's a sleepover going on, and I'm like already like in my pajamas,
like,
ready to go
tired.
To bed.
I'm like, I don't want to go to sleep. Like, think about all the adventures we could have tonight. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, we can't go on adventures. And I'm like, fucking bet. So we all cramped into Lucas' car. All of us.
Me and Gabe were in the trunk.
Was I in the trunk on the way there?
Yeah,
I was in the trunk on the way there.
You were always in the trunk.
Who else was with us at this point? I think Frank was with us.
No, it was Liam.
Liam was with us.
And Paul.
I feel like whenever you guys do something together, one or two of you is always in the trunk.
Yeah.
Probably. It's like without fail.
We had 7 people in a 5-seater car. So we were 2 people had to be in the trunk at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to... We went to Shady Lane Swim Club. Went to check it out. This is like 1 in the morning at this point. We were just checking it out. And then we're like, all right,
There's nothing.
There's
here.
Nothing much. It's damn. A pool. It's not.
It's very tiny.
It was very small. The appeal wore off, and then we're like, all right, we're near Kaluga. Let's go to Kaluga Park. So we go to Kaluga Park, and we just like it was me, Ryan, and Luca were just like kicking around a soccer
you
ball.
Can.
No, me, Kat, and Luca were kicking around a soccer ball a lot in the tennis courts at like what is this 2 a.m. now.
Meanwhile, me, Ryan, Poff, and Liam were all just. Deep talking.
Yeah, you guys were all chatting. The energetic ones were having fun. You guys were energetic. The ones who were getting tagged along.
we were at a distance making fun of you guys looking at your like taking pictures of shirtless under a street light.
We were posing.
Like that what a bunch of dumbass.
Shut up, we looked awesome.
I would consider you guys to be a bunch of frauds.
Shut up, we look awesome. Anyway.
No.
Like whatever. At this point at like 2 a.m. or so, we're done with Kaluga. We're like, all right. Where to next?
I know Gabe was pumped.
It was at like 3 something a.m. and we're like, all right, let's just go to another park. And we went to Mount Echo Park. That was the first park we went to because we're like, let's look at the city.
Let's look at the city. Let's get a good view.
So we go to was that the first? That was the first park because we go to Mount Echo, and
completely other side of the city.
Completely over there. But we go there because we want to look at the city at night. And this is like and by the time we get to Mount Echo, it's like 3:30 a.m. And it's a little shady of an area. So we're just like sitting there in another. And this is 3:30 a.m. Right? There should be no. We shouldn't even be there. There should be no other cars there. As we're sitting there, another car just like slowly pulls up, and we're like, "All right, this is our cue to leave." So we left. And we went to the incline area because it was nearby. Mm-hmm. So we went to the incline just to look at the city some more.
It was like that little park next to the incline.
Yeah, so because we want to look at the city some more as nearby.
Trying
so we
to get
there.
As many views of the city as possible.
Yeah, it's like 3:45-ish at this point. And we're like, all right, if we want to go to a park with a good view of the city, that's not sketchy. Let's go to fucking Mount Adams. Again, kind of on the other side.
Complete other side of town.
So we go to Mount Adams. And at this point, it's like 4:10 a.m. Mm-hmm. 4 a.m. and we're just at Mount Adams, just looking at the city, having a grand old time. We check out the pool nearby. Honestly, better than Shady Lane. Won't lie. It was a little scary though. The floor was creaking while I was in there. It was a little scary. But
the floor is creaking.
We thought Gabe was gonna die.
It's like 4:10 a.m. and we're just at a park and we're like,
it's like raining.
I'm like, this is awesome. This is what being an adult.
There's
like.
The
this
river
awesome.
Right there. We're just like, damn.
So yeah, we Poff confused. Boat's lights with a car. He's like, whoa, look at that car.
That car,
like, Pop, those lights are miles apart. He's like, those cars are going slow as hell. Like, Pop, those lights are miles apart. That's not even close.
Pop, that's
being
a
car.
Boat, dumbass. He's like,
oh,
my bad.
So we eventually.
We love Pop.
We head back to Ryan's house. We fall asleep. And this was Friday night because the next day we had the cabaret for Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And this cabaret was actually really fun.
Yeah.
I remember just to start off. As we're there, like the first half, there's two halves. The first half, Carson, your brother Brady, is just like feeling lightheaded, and he just like fucking leaves. I didn't see this.
Apparently, he was like swaying up there. He was like doing this, and they started walking off. And my mom was like, "Yeah, he had to go home. He was like passing out and shit." I'm like,
"Poor guy."
Fuck.
Yeah. So he left, and he wasn't at the Friday one because he was sick.
Yeah.
But he left that. And then it comes to the second act, the fun act, where it's like a more energetic act. We sit around these tables, act like it's an Irish pub.
Yeah.
We like hit on the we hit on the tables in time with the beat to make it more fun. Mm-hmm. But the problem was these tables are shit. I remember Thursday
Please
night.
Please tell me one of the tables snapped an F.
I remember Thursday night, these tables were given.
They were
and
like,
we're like
on their last.
Yeah,
leg.
We're like, these tables aren't surviving. Like we're like four big men slamming on this
and
table.
Noah
like,
Koffenberger.
Yeah, three big men and Noah Koffenberger.
Yo,
slamming
wait,
on this
dog,
table.
Yo.
So,
bro,
it's my homie.
We're like these tables aren't surviving. And Carson, your aunt's just like, just
break them.
Just if you break them, don't break them until Saturday. So you have them for both nights. So like, all right, well, we're breaking them Saturday.
So after Saturday, we're breaking the fuck out of these tables.
Very,
that's non-negotiable.
Yeah, the very first song
where we bang on the tables. We sing the refrain once, and we bang on the tables, and then
me,
I go up for a
me,
solo.
Me, Brayden, Gabe, and Noah all beating on this table at the same time. And it's just...
And I told them, I'm like, guy, just... Don't break the table until I'm done with my solo so I can break it with you guys. So I wasn't hitting it too hard. But it's one refrain. We hit the table, and then I go up and sing, and I come back, and then we hit on the table some more. That first refrain, we hit on the table, it just fucking shattered. It's like a, like a Lego character when it dies in a game. It fell to pieces. Every single piece just fell apart. It was
crazy.
And
I was what just, type of chair is it, or table is it?
It was like one of those like foldable, a really, yeah. really old ass TV table. Like,
yeah, it was like one of those foldable.
I just imagine tables. You guys watch the table just fucking crumble to dust.
It just crumbled to pieces. That's the best way to describe it. And I'm just like laughing my ass off as I'm trying to go up to the mic and sing. And I don't think I sang a single word for that solo. I was just laughing into the mic. And I like locked in halfway through. And I just like see out of the corner of my eyes, you guys scrambling to pick up the table. And I just started laughing into the mic.
We threw it off stage while he was trying to sing.
It was, I couldn't stop laughing. I was just laughing into the mic for my solo.
Crazy talk.
It was, oh my God, it was so funny. And then, so that was the table fiasco. And then we didn't have a table for the rest of the performance, but it didn't matter because by the time.
Don't need that shit.
By the time we hear Brandon Poff work his way up to the mic and start singing that, serenading us with that lovely unicorn song.
Mm-hmm.
You see behind Brandon the curtain, Poff. Carson Telger with a big leprechaun head and a pot of gold on my shoulders while I'm wearing a unicorn.
Come horn. Touch me, Lucky
what
Charms.
Did I say? I might want to be unicorn. Touched, Chat.
While Poff's singing about this unicorn, I was said unicorn. I was walking Carson around,
come
and he was like throwing.
I was on his shoulders with a pot of gold, just throwing it at people at tables.
Yeah, it was awesome. Carson, you're heavy, by the way. I forgot to tell you that. You're a lot heavier than I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
bro, just called you a fat fuck.
I was trudging along. I'm not like, taking that level of disrespect. Like, I'm trying not to fucking pass out, but it all went well. It was phenomenal. Great times. Yeah, that was the Irish Cabaret. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was that weekend, and that was Saturday. Sunday, I don't think we did anyway.
No, I don't think
so. And then Monday, we had school. But after, and then Monday, after school, was another eventful night for both of us. But I think it was more eventful for me, at least.
Yeah, probably.
But after school on Monday, I go to Kaluga Park with some friends, and we play spike ball. I think I was there with JQ's, BT, and Luca. We play some spike ball. We play tennis. Fun as hell, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever played tennis. That shit's awesome. So that was amazing. And as I'm doing this, Carson, where did you go? What was your... Explain your night, so and then I'll explain my night.
I was with the other crew. I was with Beck, Poff, and Noah. We were just at a lovely burger joint in Westwood. We were just eating there. We were just talking for a little bit. And then we went to Zip Dip. Nothing really happened there. And then we all got in one car, and we couldn't decide what to do. And I say at the exact same time, you guys were at about the same point, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we both didn't know what to do, but they couldn't come up with anything, so we couldn't come up with anything either. So we were just driving around, and we're like, hey, let's just mess with this girl that we know. Because we used to prank her a lot, but we hadn't done in a while. But she had just recently got us back, so we're like, all right, let's get her. So we put a cone on her front porch, a cone that was procured from God knows where. We put it on her front porch with a cowboy hat. And
you put a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Where'd you get the cowboy hat?
We found
hat?
It in Beck's trunk.
Oh.
So we just put it on there, and then she wasn't really pissed about it, but she saw it. So then her and her brother went to Home Depot, got some cinder blocks, and went to Poff's house, and they put that cone on Poff's front lawn, like, and covered it in cinder blocks so it couldn't be easily moved. But while they were doing that, we were putting cheese on her car. Like, that's
what?
We put cheese on her car, and it spelled out war. And then we were waiting for her to come back and see it, but she didn't. So we had Noah call her, and she was like, yeah, we're getting you guys right now. So we, like, tried to get to Poff's as quick as possible, but the damage was done. So we dropped Poff off. We grabbed all of our cars. We grabbed the cinder blocks and the cone. And we like put the. We went back to her house, put the cone on the roof of her car, and then the cinder blocks behind it. Because like we weren't letting her get the last laugh. So then we like knocked on the door and ran away. We thought that was it. And then we all went our separate ways. But Beck got like his car attacked with like tortillas and green beans.
But did they open it and then... And then throw his car?
Yeah, yeah.
That's really awful.
Yeah.
There were just green beans on his car.
There's just green beans on his car.
So while all this is happening.
Oh, yeah. They also hit Gabe at one point.
Yeah. I'm at Kaluga with some friends. And we're like, and then Ryan shows up, and we're sitting in Ryan's car. Jake had to go. And we're just like sitting there. And we're like, man, what do we do? Because I'm with BT, Luca, and Ryan. And I'm like, man, what do we do? So we're like, we do, I think we eat somewhere. We eat something because I don't know, because we don't eat until like later in the story, and there's no way I would have gone that long without eating. So we had to have eaten something. I don't know what we ate, but eventually it got, I don't know how long we were at Kaluga, but we were there late, I guess, or we did something to fill the time. And actually we met up with Connor Loebker. We told him to, because we were like, man, what should we do? And we're like, hey, because it's late now after Kaluga, we're like, what should we do? We're like, hey, let's set up Loebker. So we hit up Connor Loebker. We all drive to Lucas. Yeah, we all drive to Lucas' house, drop our cars off there so we can all carpool. And we hop in Ryan's car. And Luca had to stay at his house because he wasn't allowed out, so we had to stay at he had to stay at his house until his parents went to sleep so he could go without them knowing. But it's neither here nor there. We leave our cars there at Luca's house. We all pile in Ryan's car except for, or it was me. I think it was me, Jake.
Or you said he was gone.
Yeah, Jake was gone. It was that. It wasn't just me and Ryan. Maybe it was just me
and Ryan. And Connor.
No, no, because we pick up Connor. No, I think we pick up Connor, then we all go to... Yeah, we pick up Connor in Ryan's car with Luca, and then we all drive back to Luca's house, I think. And then we drop Luca off, and then it was me, Ryan, and Connor, and we're just like, man, what should we do? So we go to Crumble Cookie. We get some cookies. It was pretty good. And we saved a fourth for... We cut them in fourths. We saved a fourth for Luca in every cookie, because we're homies. And we just, like... We go to the Shoe Carnival in Big Lots parking lot. As we're just there, we're just watching this, like... student driver car, I guess, just like practice maneuverability. We go up right next to him and then do it first try, right? Yeah, in front of him. And then we just watch him drive around the parking lot a couple
asshole
of times.
Behavior.
It was so funny. But we stalled enough in that parking lot so Luca could go. So we picked up Luca, and we're like, man, it's so cool that we can just do anything right now. It's like we don't have school tomorrow because everyone's testing, so we don't have to go there. It's like we don't have school. We're adults. Like, man, we can just do anything. We're like, we could just go downtown if we wanted to. So we did. And it's like, it's like 11:30. So we start driving downtown. We get to downtown at like 11:50-ish. And we're just walking around downtown. We see a bakery, Paris Bakery.
Hey, and, Paris Baguette?
Maybe. Is it called Paris Baguette Bakery?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, we go to there.
With the little blue sign?
Yeah, I
love that place.
Yeah, we saw it there. And we're like, man, we should go here. Which we do eventually, but...
Oh, wait, you haven't went yet?
No, we go, but we didn't do it tonight, because obviously it was 11:50. But also, yeah, I forgot to mention, during this drive, it was on the way back to Luca's house, because it was me, Loebker, Ryan, and Luca, all in Ryan's car. We drive down the street of the girl's house that they're pranking, and she somehow sees me, despite me being on the opposite side of the car that she could see, somehow sees me on her stream. She's like, yep, he was with him. I'm like, what the fuck? So she puts three cinder blocks in my bed.
Damn. Wait, in your bed?
And a cone in my front yard. I'm like, what the fuck? I wasn't even a part of this. So I got hit in crossfire. But yeah, we go downtown. We see the Paris Bakery. We're like, man, we should go there. We plan to do it because this was Monday. We plan to do it that weekend, so which we do. But we go to Fountain Square. We take some photos at Fountain Square because it was funny that we were at Fountain Square at like 12 in the morning. We're like, dude, it's a Tuesday morning. We're in Fountain Square. So we were just walking around. We saw this nice ass Corvette. It was so nice.
So was there anybody like down, like were there people outside downtown?
Homeless people. Some homeless guy like screeched at us.
Hey!
Oh yeah, I've had some times where like, because I take the bus to get here in the morning, and sometimes I like to, you know, walk around a little bit if I have time to, like walk to the next bus stop, even though I don't really have to, like there's another one like right next to me.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was walking by the fucking, I don't know what it's called, it's like the theater or whatever downtown, and I saw like this homeless person, I like glanced at them, then I started looking forward again.
Yeah, whose phone is fucking blowing up right now? It's yours.
My fault. Okay. I'll turn it on, dude. Not disturb.
I just hear.
Yeah. Continue.
Anyways, yeah, I was walking. I glanced at a homeless person. They just started screaming at me. Like, and they didn't. The thing is, they didn't stop either.
I'm telling you, there are two types of homeless people on this planet, and there's no in between. There's the homeless people that are just like, "Can I have money?" And then there's the homeless people that are like, "I'm gonna fucking stab you. Give me money."
There's in between. There's some people actually, that are actually really
there
nice.
There is a third type of homeless person that is either crippled or they don't know how to talk. Just straight up.
Now, and there's also a fourth one. A normal person. You don't seem to understand.
No, the fourth type of person is me.
But yeah, that was our experience.
I will break your kneecaps.
And we're so we start walking back to Ryan's car. And we see this like nice ass Corvette. Awesome Corvette. All yellow. And I walk up to it. It had two Kirby plushies in it. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. You
know, like, this dude doesn't just have a Corvette. You know, he's also a Corvette, dope person.
Two Kirby plushies.
Like, this dude's awesome. I want to be him.
This dude's
I want to be him. So I don't want to know him. I want to be him.
I was in awe. And yeah, so. Yeah, we just
so what, did he steal his car?
No, sadly. It was in front of the yacht. So.
Should have stolen it.
No, gracias.
There's this place downtown. Let me figure it out. It's like a saloon, I guess, or a diner.
A old style breakfast place.
I don't remember what year this is.
But yeah, pretty good. Pretty fun night. And then we head back. And then on our way back to dropping people off, we're just like, we're going to pass by a couple people's houses. We just take some photos in front of people. We took a photo in front of Jake's house. Took a photo in front of Beck's house. We took a photo in front of your dad's house.
Yep.
And then we took a photo in front of BT's house, and we took a photo in front of Braden's house because they were all just kind of on the way at like 1 a.m.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it was fun though.
This place.
So we go home.
I have some words to speak
about sugar and spice diner.
This diner, right? But all right, so it's just a normal diner. There's food, obviously. You know, it's a food diner. You want to go get some food? You want to go to a food diner, right? But they have these little rubber duckies, and I remember stealing at least three of them.
Okay.
But they did give you one for free, but as a black man, I took more than one. It's part of my culture.
Have you guys ever been to a cat cafe?
No.
There's only one, and my friend works there. He's in Lexington. Perfect Day, I think it's called.
I thought you were just going to say
perfect. No, it's literally perfect. I'm so serious. My friend actually works there.
I thought you were literally just going to go perfect.
Perfect.
Cincinnati Cat Cafes. But it's not even in Cincinnati. It's in Lexington.
Honestly, Lexington is not in Cincinnati.
Yeah, in Covington. Sorry, Covington.
Perfect.
Yes, my friend works here, and so does his girlfriend. They're from Kentucky. They go to UC.
Is
this the one that you've been to, Hunter?
I haven't actually been to a cat cafe. I was going to say I wanted to go to one.
Would you like to go this weekend?
I have to work this weekend.
I want
to
go to a next dog weekend? Diner.
Possibility.
When do you not work?
Whenever they don't tell me. I have to work tomorrow, Friday, and Sunday.
So what
Saturday
about
Saturday? I'm going up to X, so I can't.
Bro,
I'm going up to X from 1 to 7 or something like that.
Wait, I might actually be out of town
Keith
next week.
And three Xavier guys here.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
You're surrounded.
I'm surrounded by a bunch of...
You're surrounded by a bunch of Xavier kids, buddy.
Yeah, so that was the story of that Monday night, which was wild. Mm-hmm. The next time we... literally the next day. Because this was Tuesday. We didn't do anything after... I don't think we did anything our Tuesday off. But Wednesday, we go back up to Kaluga because it's awesome. And we're there with JQ's...
Bronco.
Yeah, we're there at Bronco. BT, Luca, me, the usual.
The usual
group, the gang.
We're there. And I think it was just us four. Because we're just sitting there, and it was like 70 during winter. Because this was like March 13th. Wait a minute, is today 20th?
Today's
the first
day of spring. Woo! Guys, it's so cold as fuck outside.
Yeah,
anyway. I'm not even joking. It's colder in spring than it is winter half the time.
Oh, yeah.
It literally snowed yesterday.
After being like 70 Wednesday. But because it was 70 Wednesday, I remember me and Bronco were just like sitting on like a hill, sitting on the grass at Kaluga, just like looking at the sun. I'm like, dude, it feels so nice. I'm like, if I just get like a slight whiff of like chlorine, it's game over.
Oh my God.
I'm not, like, all the care in the world is gone. I just want to be at summer immediately. If I just got a slight whiff of that chlorine water, I would not have wanted any care I would have had for school would have left. But I didn't.
Russ said, I'm done.
We were having fun at Kaluga, and we're like, man, this is just like, so I have to have like a summer day where you're just chilling and you go grill out. And then, like, I think BT or someone's like, let's just fucking grill. Like, why not? So we're like, all right, adults.
What else do men do on
exactly?
Like, what else is a guy supposed to do other than just bust out the fucking grill?
Yeah, so we're like, we're adults.
Bust.
We get the permission from
From Mr. Sorry. BT.
Yeah, we get the permission from BT's dad, and we head over to Kroger on Harrison. We pick up some burger patties. We pick up some burgers, some bacon, some cheese, a steak, some buns, a coconut, some fries.
A coconut?
Okay, lettuce, tomatoes.
We're at a grill, and this guy decided to pick up a coconut.
I wanted a coconut. It was $3, and I wanted it.
You know what? Valid.
We buy that all, and we head over to BT. And it ended up costing like $60 total, but because it was four people shopping, it was like $15 total for the meal. And I'm like, that's not a lot. Plus, it was fun. So we head over to BT's house, and he has two grills. He has like a flat top grill, and he has like an actual grill. So
are they charcoal or are they gas?
They're gas. Yeah. But we end up, we also bought eggs. So Lucas starts on the bacon on the flat top grill. So he's grilling up some bacon. BT's grilling the burgers on the actual grill. And then Luca grills up, puts some eggs on the flat top grill, grills those up, makes like a nice fucking cheese, bacon, egg burger. And Luca actually makes some, he also buys some ingredients to make a homemade cane sauce, which is so good. It was actually like exactly like cane sauce. So good. We make the fries in the air fryer. And then I'm like, all right, we got one ingredient left. I like, that was horrible. I cracked my knuckles.
Oh, no. I got you. Hold on. Oh, never mind. He's Thank got you. It for me. Mm.
And I was like, all right.
Nah, I got nothing. I got nothing. No,
that's just my, I was like, all right, it's my time. We had a steak left. And I'm like, all right, boys, I haven't done anything yet. Let me cook the steak. So I cooked the steak, and god damn it, was that steak so fucking good. I even got BT's dad's approval. He was like, yeah, I saw the cut of steak you got. It was pretty cheap. You did really good for what you got. I'm like, thank you, sir. And I'm like, I became a man that
thank
day.
Thank you, father.
Like, I became a man.
Thank you, daddy.
No. Sorry, no.
Okay, and he had to fucking ruin it.
I'm sorry.
I grilled a steak to perfection. And then BT's like, Gabe, you earned this. And he gave me the keys to his truck, and like, you get to start the truck. I hop in the driver's seat. I put the keys in the ignition. I turn it, and it purrs perfectly. I'm like, god damn it, I'm a man. I grilled a steak and started
Today
the truck.
Is the day I became a man.
I felt so good. I felt so awesome. I equated it to like an American bar mitzvah. I felt so beautiful. I felt it was awesome.
But that was just part one.
That was the warm up.
Yeah.
The because that was Wednesday. Now you have to become an old ass man.
That was Wednesday. And then this upcoming weekend, Friday is a party. We'll talk about that in a bit because we got to get straight into the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Part two. Saturday, we start. This is the conclusion. It wraps up all the loose ends. Every Saturday.
The loose end. Why wasn't I there? Boom, I'm here now.
Yeah, Saturday. We go to Paris Bakery that we mentioned earlier. We saw that on Monday. We go there Sunday.
Okay, but Saturday, what was the order, though? What was the order?
I ordered five things, and it cost me like $20.
Wait.
What? That's kind of crazy.
It was expensive.
I got a strawberry croissant and some like little sparkly lemonade. Too. And it cost me like $11.
Yeah,
it's That's expensive. Actually crazy.
But I got like five things. Awesome. I'm pretty sure they're still at BT's house because I accidentally left them there. Womp womp. I need to get those back eventually. But we wanted to go there. It was me, Ryan, Loebker, Luca, and Jake. And we go there.
Meanwhile, I'm in a parade.
Yeah.
Without Gabe as my backup. It's literally just me and like four other people, and I'm singing all these Irish songs like by myself.
Yeah, because I didn't want to go. Because I wanted to go to the Paris Bakery. So we go there. And I'm like, man, because I know I convinced some of the goons to watch Les Miserables, one of my favorite musical of all time and one of my favorite movies, because I wanted to share, because I fucking love Les Miserables. If you've ever interacted with me, you know I love Les Miserables. So I wanted to share it with some people a couple weeks ago after Night for the Fight. We watched it, but there's too many people we watched it with that only some people actually were able to engage and watch the movie. And I know Bronco wasn't. He kept getting distracted by BT. So he's like, yeah, Gabe, can we watch Les Miserables again? Actually, I want to watch it and actually, like, watch it. So we go to Lucas' house. It was me. Bronco.
Was it the same crew that went
to? No, Ryan was there, but I think we lost someone in the process.
Was it Coons? Because didn't he have to go to work?
No, Coons was there. We lost. No, I don't know. It was me, Luca, Loebker, Bronco, and Coons. Maybe we didn't lose anyone. No,
when I got there, Jake and Connor were there, but then they dipped.
Yeah, no, I don't think we lost any because we had to fit it in so Jake could watch it. So we watched Les Miserables with them. It was awesome. A very Paris-themed day. So far, a very French day. Went to a Paris bakery.
But then it got real American.
And then it got real fucking American real quick. Because after
America.
And then we finished it off with an Irish touch.
Yeah, after Les Miserables.
Irish touch?
We, we're like, all right, boys.
Touch. Why are we
touching? Wednesday was just the warm-up. It was the part one. Today is the goddamn part two. We go to BT's house. Drop up our cars. Now. Carson's here now. Bang. Who else is here?
Poff.
Who else? That was it. No. Damn. Frank. Bang. And Cat. Then we... Cat also showed up. Forgot about that. Bang. He showed up late because we waited for him for a while at BT's house.
Bang.
But he showed up. Bang.
I was in a tree.
We're all at BT's house. We all hop in one car. We go back to the Kroger's. We order more burgers. BT got a... Because he works at Bridgetown Finer Meats, he got a free filet. We get the filet. We're still at Bridgetown Finer Meats, and we're like, all right, let's get an actual steak. So we get a $30...
It was a flank steak?
It was a marinated flank steak. So we have a filet, and we have a $30 marinated flank steak. Bang. We go back to the Kroger's. We get the same thing, but we get more. We get more, of course we do. We get more burgers. We get more bacon. We get more cheese.
We get fries.
We actually didn't get more
we
cheese.
We get tots.
We get fries. We get tots. We get more
as
buns.
As true Americans do.
Absolutely. We got a cookies and cream cake. I forgot to mention we got a cake last time, but we got a cake, and we got another today.
I want one.
We did not get a coconut, sadly. But
damn.
We head back.
That's an
L. And we start. We wait for... Do we wait for Liam?
No.
This talk about food is making me extremely fucking hungry.
We started grilling.
We got right into it.
We got right into
Actually,
it.
Actually, no.
Right
we did
wait for Liam.
We went into the woods first.
We did go into the woods. And then, no, because Mitch was there.
Mitch showed
and
up.
And Liam. Yeah. No, Mitch showed up, and then we started grilling, and then Liam showed up during the grilling. But BT started on the burgers.
He let me flip a burger. I was so happy.
I started on did we start on the tots?
Yeah, no, we started, me and Gabe were on fry and tot duty.
So we started with those. Luca started with the bacon
and the cane sauce
and the eggs. Forgot we also got eggs. Well, I think we had eggs. We ended up accidentally burning the carton. That was funny.
How did you burn the carton, Chat?
He put it next to the grill.
But he's a stupid idiot.
Everything's cooked. Burgers are done.
Absolutely.
I look at that grill and I'm like, God damn it, it's my time to shine. And I'm like, all right, that first one was a $10 steak. If I messed it up, who cares? Who cares? I'm looking at this $30 filet steak. This nice
is the real deal.
From an actual butchery. And I'm looking at this.
Gabe, the first one was a practice run this, and it's about to be beautiful.
That first one, warm up, baby steps. This next one, I'm looking at a $30 nice steak, nice filet from an actual butchery in this big $30 marinated flank steak, also from a butchery. I'm like, all right, if I mess up now, it's $60 down the drain. This ain't nothing to scoff at.
No.
I'm like, all right, my time to shine. I put
it's
that
time
baby
to,
on
time to roll out.
Put that baby on high. I throw the steaks on and I'm grilling.
I had never seen Gabe so focused on anything in his life.
I was locked in. I'm wearing a Shrek shirt. I was locked in.
Bro.
And I'm sitting there. I'm flipping the steaks.
He had a hat on backwards and
it was
a towel
perfect
over his shoulder.
Oh yeah, I was peak male.
That's what a man looks like when he's grilling.
I was cooking.
But here's the question. Was it good?
It was awful. It was so
oh my god, when
beautiful.
I tasted
that's
that shit,
saying.
It was like wow.
It was amazing. And then we cut the cake. Ate the cake. Cat fucked up the cutting because he cut in the middle of where we were doing. Loser. Mm.
Yeah.
We finished the cake. We didn't finish the cake. I lied. Damn. Did we even finish the steak?
Yeah, we finished
it. We finished the steak, I think. We did not finish the burgers because we ran out of cheese, so we didn't finish the burgers. Mm-hmm. But
we're getting a view of the basketball game right now?
Yeah, there is no basketball game.
That's volleyball.
Bro, or volleyball, I mean.
Anyway.
Basketball is over for the
season. We finish the meal. And then we're like, all right, now it's time to get fucking Irish. And we head over to an Irish St. Patrick's Day party. Had a grand old time. We started French. We continued American. We ended Irish.
It was crazy.
It was a crazy
what
night.
We're multinational.
Multicultural.
You guys are locked in. You guys are pushing the boundaries. You know, we're pushing the cultural boundaries here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It was beautiful. We were listening to Irish songs the entire time. It was awesome. How did we end up in a different... Were you there for that when we ended up at like a dip? We were in Kentucky at some point.
When?
We went to Target.
What?
In, like, Kentucky. Were you there? You weren't there.
I was not there.
No, because that was after Paris.
Yeah, I was never in Kentucky.
We went to Kentucky. We just kind of happened to wander there. I forgot about that. We were listening to Irish songs the entire time, though. It was awesome, because it was St. Patrick's Day. That's a lie. St. Patrick's Day was tomorrow. It was Sunday. We didn't do anything Sunday. Skadoosh. I did absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
So that was the weekend. And then Monday, nothing. Friday, nothing. So that's a recap of our weeks, except Friday. We left Friday out because whatever. This is just like the resolution. Friday was my cousin's birthday.
A surprise.
And we were planning a surprise for him for a while. And it was fumbled.
And it got leaked.
It did get leaked. Brandon Puff almost leaked it, but apparently he didn't.
It wasn't him.
Somehow, despite...
Wait, what are we leaking? I might have missed the memo.
It was we had a surprise party for my cousin on Friday.
Oh yeah, you know what? I want to say happy birthday to little guy, dude. How old is he now? Like 16?
Yeah, he's the big double digits. He's finally 12.
Oh, that's a lot of numbers.
Okay, double digits was a long time ago, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, Charlie Pilly's 16th birthday.
I've heard that Charlie Pilly will be the second coming.
The day before, that was Brady Telger's 16th birthday.
Happy birthday, Brady Telger.
Play the applause. I'm a big fan.
Happy birthday to Carson's brother and happy birthday to my cousin.
You know,
Play the applause.
I have somebody to say happy birthday to.
Who?
My girlfriend. She's 18.
Hey!
She was 12 the other day.
So yeah, happy birthday to all of them.
Yeah.
So for Charlie's
party,
you know
what
I say? She went from 12 to 18. All right.
But we were planning Charlie's party for a bit now. We kept getting close to getting leaked. He suspected stuff. He was talking to me about how he suspected stuff.
Yeah.
But it was confirmed when one of our friends texted his mom while she was driving Charlie home, and her car reads text out loud. So he knew something was up. And he knew there was something going down. He was texting Brady, Carson's brother, about it. And we were like, because we went to Brady's house the day before after something and just kind of chilled, ate some cake with him, celebrated his birthday, I guess. So we told Charlie, it's like, oh, yeah, it was just going to be like me. It was going to be me, Beck, Carson, Braden, and Brady. We were just going to go there. Yeah, and Paul, we were just going to go to your house.
And surprise you.
Yeah, surprise you and eat some cake with you.
Now you found out.
So eat that cake.
Now you found out. So that's what Brady was telling him. Like, now you found out, just whatever. And Charlie's like, oh, yeah, don't let him know, all right? I'll still act surprised. So he thinks, because what he thinks is that it's just going to be us, like, five, surprising him. We're just going to eat cake with him. And he knows that. He thinks that's what's happening. We're supposed to act like we don't know that he knows, so we're supposed to still surprise him, but we fit everyone else in his basement.
Yeah.
So we hid in his upstairs.
There's like 15 other people in his basement.
We hid in his upstairs, and when he got home, he says, bye. And we're like, yeah, blah, blah. And we talk for a bit. And then we're like, all right, because he just released an album.
Let's go downstairs, pop this album.
Yeah, we're like, Charlie, I haven't listened to the album yet. Let's go downstairs and listen to the album. He's like, all right, so he heads downstairs, and then bang, surprise, everyone. He thought that just us was going to be the surprise. So he was actually like genuinely shocked when he saw everyone else because he had no idea.
He like flew backwards.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And then we chilled. We spent a while decorating the basement just to like never go down there.
We played wiffle ball.
We did play wiffle ball. Team Goober won.
I'm a goofy goober rock.
That was the extent of that. That was the extent of that night. So.
I'm a goofy goober rock.
So yeah, it was pretty cool. That was the recap of everything. That was a recap of our weekends and our fun times.
I did see Charlie Pilly's album on the Elder HS Instagram page. Yeah. I was like kind of in shock.
Well, yeah.
You know, I wonder how many listeners does he have right now. Is he popping off on Spotify?
Hopefully millions. Billions.
Millions.
Okay, no. What's his Spotify? I'll take a check. I'll take a
pretty
peek.
Pretty sure it's just Charlie Pilly.
Charlie Pilly.
Everyone listening to this, go check out Charlie Pilly on Spotify.
He's verified?
I just
wow.
Sure,
damn.
He looks like a white man.
He is indeed white, Keith. Good observation.
Yes, he goes to Elder High School.
He does go to Elder, Keith. I'm pretty sure you've talked to him.
Which one is him?
Which one is him?
Is he the white one? Hello.
All of us are white.
I thought Charlie Pilly graduated last year.
No, that was
that wasn't
even last year.
That was Gabriel. My favorite.
No, Keith, I'm here right now. I haven't graduated
this
yet.
This guy might be a little bit here. Stupid. You said I'm here?
I am here, Keith.
Which one is I'm?
Anywho.
Do you have dementia, you fucking idiot?
Anyway.
Who's that talking?
Everyone go.
You sound like a
everyone
good boy.
Go listen to Charlie
Never
Billy's
say
new
that
album,
again
Jason
or
Versus.
I will kill you.
It's pretty good. I'd recommend
112 monthly listeners. You're gonna get to 1,000 pretty soon. How much does Gabriel play music? Gabriel music have, dude?
Gabriel Johnson Pilly.
You actually do have a... Oh, wow. You look like a white... Oh, that's not...
You look like a white guy. Oh, you look like a white guy. Oh, that's not you.
That is not me.
That's not you, Chet.
That is not me.
I think that we would love...
There is nothing on Spotify. I do have a Spotify account called Gabo Music, and it's literally just my playlist. It's just my account.
Yeah, babe.
Let's start making some music now. I'll start.
No.
We should gather around the sun, a campfire, and sing the campfire song.
You're singing it wrong.
C-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song.
This is a Gabe Pilly podcast.
Why did you mute me, you bitch?
Shut up.
This is no longer a Gabe Pilly podcast. It's a stupid idiot head podcast.
Censorship. Woo!
Hey!
Yeah, you
hey.
Can, yeah.
That's oppression. All right, why would you mute the black guy?
Shut up.
That's racist.
Is racially motivated.
Don't worry. Be viva da vida.
By the way, I think volleyball is about to start soon.
Guys, are you guys ready to finna walk on Friday?
I am hyped to walk.
I didn't.
You guys think we're going to walk the full amount, or you guys think it's going to be half?
Don't we usually walk a smaller amount than everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're seniors, but.
I didn't raise $100, so I don't get the privilege. You think I could just ask and they'll let me anyways?
I'm sure if you talk to Mr. Bill.
Will they give us the... Do we still get a free day?
No.
What? We don't?
When the fuck
would we use it? Dude, when the fuck would we use it, bro?
This year?
If you don't want to go to school, just don't go to school, bro. The fourth quarter.
I'm about to say facts. We did have a skip day.
I'm just going to pull that. I'm just going
to But I didn't skip because I'm a good boy.
Elder, if you're listening to this, I'm not going to plan on skipping, but I probably am.
Anyway, do we have anything else to talk about? How long has this episode been?
50 minutes.
15?
Lord have mercy.
15 minutes.
Yeah, it's been 15 minutes.
What are you, fucking brain dead?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, don't bully the newbies. It's his first time on a podcast.
Yeah, all right.
This fucking guy's first time, eh?
Hey, I just have one. This was really fun. I just have one request. Next time when I come back, can I be on with Brandon Poff so we can bully him together?
Oh, we can have such a big day with
Brandon. If we have five people on this podcast,
five people would
nothing's getting said.
Groundbreaking.
And one of them being Brandon Poff, nothing's being talked about.
It would be like, dude, I was just fuck. No, why you say fuck? Oh, no, because I said fuck.
It's going to be 50 minutes of just people screaming at each other.
I think good. I'm just going to.
That's what the people want to hear, dude. That's people. You're a goober.
You're a goober. You're a fucking...
If you drive one of these cars, you're a goober. Oh, no. You're a goober, Chet.
Right.
Not a big fan. Not a big fan. All
right. Anything else to talk about? Are we okay to end the episode?
I think volleyball is about to start.
I would like to go to
the... I am hungry.
Right. Okay, guys, I would like to wrap it up then. Thank you guys for all listening to the Digital Chill Podcast. It's been real with your boys. Absolutely. I've been Keith Clark,
Gabe Pilly,
and Hunter Roll.
And also the special boy.
We were here with
Carson Togers.
Hey, give me a round of applause for this man. I'm very happy for you. Thank you to Mr. Roger for letting us use this area.
It was actually Elder
High School for letting us. Mr. Field let us in the day, but Mr. Rogers in general usually lets us in the area.
You don't know how this works,
buddy.
I'm sorry.
Know your place.
Also, thank you to the ENN.
Sorry.
Thank you to the ENN studio. You know, obviously, it's a space provided for us. And thank you guys for listening in every day. And we're out.
Yep. Adios. See you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye. We forgot to mention that.
We're not really planning on doing weekly. We're kind of planning on doing bi-weekly because we realize that we do weekly, we kind of run out of topics real quick.
And he's also bisexual.